The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, we haven't played Connect the Dots for a while, so let's do so. Yeah, Connect the Dots is when we take two stories that don't seem to have any connection whatsoever to each other, and then we magically connect the dots. Here is the first story. I just got an email a little bit ago from our friends at MoveOn.org. Yes, I keep telling you, I have no idea how I have gotten on the mailing list of everybody, including MoveOn.org. They call me a member. Yeah, a couple times a week I get mail from MoveOn.org. Most of you know they are uber left, liberal. And the email always begins with, "Dear MoveOn member." So here it is today. "Dear MoveOn member, Facebook just announced that they have delayed the decision about whether to lift their ban on Donald Trump. This is an opening, Bob, and we need to act fast." We need to act fast on what? "To stop Facebook from allowing Donald Trump to get back on. We can't allow him. We can't allow people to hear him, know what he's saying and what he's thinking." Really? Yeah. "This is an opening, Bob. We need to act fast." The email goes on. "Facebook's oversight board is poised to make the decision in the coming weeks, and media watchers expect it to give in to Trump, who has 35 million followers on Facebook and 24 million on Instagram." So let me just make an editorial comment here. So in other words, MoveOn.org wants to silence 35 million Americans. Trump has 35 million followers on Facebook. And MoveOn is saying, we don't agree with those 35. Remember the three steps of the activists, the radicals. You remember the three A's? Do I need to? Yeah, okay, well, I'll do it anyway. The three A's. The agenda of the radical, the three A's. Number one, acceptance. Just accept us. Number two, advocacy. It's not enough to accept us. Now, at first, it's all we want is acceptance. That's all we'll ever ask. That's all we ever want. And then the next step is advocacy. "I thought you said all we had to do is accept you." Well, yeah, I know. But if you don't advocate for us, then, well, we know that you're against us and you're a bigot. And then the third A is annihilation. After you've achieved acceptance and advocacy, if you disagree with us, we will destroy you. We will annihilate you. Well, that's what MoveOn.org wants to do with anyone who follows Donald Trump. We want them silenced. They can't speak, can't have a voice. So, okay, let me start that paragraph again. "Facebook's oversight board is poised to make the decision in the coming weeks, and media watchers expect it to give in to Trump, who has 35 million followers on Facebook and 24 million on Instagram. Trump's posts were regularly among the most read, shared, and commented on posts on the platforms where he incited violence, spewed racist hate." Let me just stop there. That is such garbage. I follow Donald Trump on Facebook. I follow a lot of people on Facebook. I never saw one thing that was racist. Anyway, where he incited violence, spewed racist hate, raised many millions of dollars to line his own pockets. Did you see how many spots Donald Trump fell on the list of the country's most wealthy people? What, he dropped, like, was it 100 spots or 300 spots? He lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in 4 years while he was president. He lost hundreds of millions of dollars, and yet MoveOn is saying he raised many millions of dollars to line his pockets and pad his political war chest. YouTube has already announced that it will let Trump back on its platform. And then the rest of the email goes on. We got to stop it. We got to stop it. We can't let Trump back on. We can't allow Trump to speak. We can't allow Trump to post. We can't allow Trump's supporters, blah, 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 blah. Talk about censorship. Okay. That's that story. Remember, we're playing Connect the Dots. I had no idea I was going to get this email from MoveOn.org. Before I went on the program today, it's timestamp 3:04 p.m. But I had this story in my stack earlier today. Headline: Chinese Communist Party launches app targeting those with mistaken opinions. Yeah. Chinese Communist Party launches app targeting those with mistaken opinions. I mentioned this to you briefly a few days ago. What it is a phone app produced by the Communist Chinese government, and they are encouraging every citizen of China to download this app on the phone and then start listening for anybody with a, quote, mistaken opinion. What does that mean? An opinion that the government doesn't like. An opinion that the Communist Chinese don't like. So you download the app, and then you start listening to your family members, your neighbors, the people that you work with at the office or the factory, the person on the bus next. You start listening. And anybody who expresses a, quote, mistaken opinion. Now, they don't say wrong opinion. It's a mistaken opinion. In other words, it is an opinion different from the Communist Chinese. And when you hear it, you get out your phone and you report them. You report them. Now, I realize this is not exactly apples to apples. I know that. But isn't there a frightening similarity between what the Communist Chinese government is doing in wiping out any speech that we don't like, that we don't agree with? Now, what would the Chinese government say? Why do they want to wipe out that speech? Because it's dangerous. It's dangerous. Could cause trouble. Could cause problems. So why does MoveOn.org want to silence Donald Trump and people like him? It's dangerous. It's dangerous. It could cause problems. Isn't it amazing how similar to the Communist Chinese the liberal left in America is becoming? Again, I know it's not apples to apples, but it's getting close. Dear MoveOn member, we need to act fast. You don't agree with us? politically, ideologically. We want to destroy you. We want to silence you. We want to censor you. Right out of the playbook of the radical Chinese. MoveOn.org.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Wait a minute, I'm trying to see if this is a real story or whether this is a parody or not. Hang on, I just now saw it. Just seconds ago, and I'm trying to check it out. Okay. No, it looks like this. Okay, yeah, it looks. Yeah, this is. Yeah, my goodness, wow. You know, I constantly say the devil lives in the extremes. Stay away from the extremes. If the devil can get you to go to one extreme or another on almost any topic, any subject, he wins. Well, this story, I had no intention of discussing this with you at all until like 60 seconds ago. I just saw the story pop up on my Twitter feed. And it's about the whole vaccine controversy. Should you, shouldn't you, should it be mandatory, should it be voluntary, vaccination passports and all of that. And here is my position. I'm not saying it's the right position. This is my position. It's up to you. You do what you feel is best for you and your family. Joy and I are now fully vaccinated. I feel like getting a tattoo on my forehead, you know, fully vaccinated. We got both of our shots. Very little side effect. Joy actually came down with what it's COVID arm. Never heard of it. Of course, it didn't exist until COVID. It is rare, but some people get swelling in the arm and there's a hard spot and it takes a couple of weeks for it to go away and it's painful, and Joy got COVID arm. It's getting better now. I didn't have any adverse reactions. I'm a little tired the next day, but nothing. Okay. We consulted with our family doctor that we have enormous confidence in. He is a Christian, Bible-believing Christian, and we just have enormous confidence in him, and he suggested strongly that we get the vaccine. So we did. And at this point, we're glad. Because statistically, you know, we're like 99.5% unlikely to get COVID, and even if we did, it'd be very mild. But anyway. But there is just vast differences of opinion on the vaccines. Some people are, no, I will not get the vaccine. Okay, that's fine. I respect that. I honor that. I hope you honor our decision that we got it. But get this. Here's the story that just came up. A private school founded by an anti-vaccination activist in South Florida has warned teachers and staff against taking the vaccine, saying, quote, it will not employ anyone who has received the shot. The Sentner Academy sent a notice to parents yesterday informing them of a new policy for its two campuses for about 300 students from pre-K through eighth grade. Teachers or staff who have already taken the vaccine were told to continue reporting to school, but stay separated from students. The other extreme, if you haven't had the vaccine, stay away from the kids. This school, if you've had the vaccine, you're not allowed to be around the kids. What, do they think the vaccine is contagious? Co-founder Leela Sentner told employees in a letter last week, she made the policy decision with a very heavy heart. She asked those who have not received a COVID-19 vaccine to wait until the end of the school year, and even then recommended holding off. She went on to say they will not hire anyone that has received the COVID-19 vaccinations. If you get the vaccine, can't work there. They won't hire you. Okay, folks, that's an extreme. Now, it doesn't say it's a Christian school. It's just a private school in Florida. And we humans have a tendency to go from one extreme to another, don't we? So here's the school in Florida. If you're part of the staff and you've gotten your vaccine, don't come around the kids. I guess they think the shot is contagious or something. I don't know. Makes no sense whatsoever. But obviously the news media is going to play it up. They're a bunch of wackos. I have no idea whether they're wackos or not. I don't know. Hey, just before we go to the break, some good news out of Tennessee. A federal appeals court has given the pro-life community another victory when it said a Tennessee 48-hour waiting period law could go into effect while it's being challenged in court. In Tennessee, you want an abortion, you have to wait 48 hours and receive counseling. ACLU, Planned Parenthood took it to court. Lower courts have put a temporary restraining order on it, but a federal appeals court has now said it can go into effect while it is being appealed. A U.S. district judge struck down the law's unconstitutional last fall, and a divided three-judge panel of the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's decision, but on Friday, the full Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals lifted the injunction on the law and said it could be enforced while the state of Tennessee appeals the lower court's ruling. Common sense verdict from a federal court. That's good news. Good news. Much, much more ahead. Did John Kerry really reveal American top secrets about Israel to Iran? Yeah, well, we'll see when we come back.